Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm your host, Sheila White. We've got a great show for you tonight, lots to talk about. I'm here in the studios with our friends Kate Reculia and Matt Wolf from the Bethlehem Public Libraries, here to talk about a new venture that they've been starting called Bapple Books. So Kate, tell us a little bit about Bapple Books. What was its origin story?
There's some discussion about, is it BAPL or is it Bapple? I like to call it Bapple Books. Some libraries do have publishing imprints. They publish some of their own materials, but they're usually larger libraries, like the New York Public Library. And this really all goes back to Executive Director Josh Burke. It was his brainchild. He's an incredibly creative and enthusiastic administrator. So he was at, what is it, the Favorite Poem Project, Matt? Is that a thing that happens
Correct.
Every
Favorite
April?
Poem Project.
Yeah. He, a community member, read a poem that his late wife had written. And Josh was really moved by it, impressed by it, and he was talking with this man about some of his self-publishing options. And Josh was like, wow, that seems very cost prohibitive. Yes. The library can probably do a better job. In the meantime, Working Dog Press, one of our great collaborators, they do a lot of printing for us. They had published our annual report, and they also published an ArtsQuest literary journal for a class that Josh was teaching in conjunction with ArtsQuest for kids. And they came out beautifully, and Josh was like, I think we can do a really nice poetry book with Working Dog. So with the initial poem that he heard in the poet at the Favorite Poem Project, that didn't come to fruition. But in the meantime, Amy Miller Cohen brought her late husband, Bob Cohen's, and Bob Cohen, I know, is also a great WDIY person, had brought his poems and journals to the library, donated his papers, and Josh was like, here we go! The perfect thing for the library to put out. And then Bapple Books, as a concept, was born. We really want to publish local writers, people with Lehigh Valley connections, Lehigh Valley letters, sort of. And then Matt's book, too.
Yes.
Which we'll talk about in a minute. One of the things I wanted to mention, Kate, is your role as the development and marketing specialist was also part of putting these things together. I mean, it's great that there's this brainchild in Josh, who is also a published author, as the executive director. But it takes a team of people to brainstorm this together. So your connections with Working Dog Press and the amount of time you spent with them, publishing the annual report, your relationship.
A relationship with them and understanding that it was just a cool way to all work together as a community, right? And to kind of celebrate people from our community who had made great contributions. And like some of the poems in Bob's book and the poems in Matt's book, they're really moving. I'm really proud that Bapple Books exists. I'm a published author too, actually. Yeah, so I also come from from a land of writing and books and loving books and like working at the library is a dream. but it's so just to have like a thing that you hold in your hand that also came from the place where you live, right? It's a voice from the place where you live. It's really exciting.
Well, let's then now talk about Matt's book.
Yeah.
A piece that was recently published by Bapple Books, Bethlehem Erie Public Library Books. Mm-hmm. Matt, is this your first published work?
It's my first, solo work. I've been published here and there throughout the years, but this gave me the opportunity to put my first book out that was a debut of Matt Wolf solo. So,
Wait a minute. Lone Wolf?
You walked right into that one.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes, we kicked that around as a title, but it just didn't win out.
Okay.
I just didn't go with it. Yeah, I mean, Josh and I were talking. He was telling me about this idea. I thought it was a fantastic idea, Bapple Books. And we basically got to the point where I was to be the willing guinea pig.
Okay? Well, now, let's also make that connection for our listeners, too. You also work at the library.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes. I've worked, since 2011. I've been an information technician. You could find me at the reference desk answering questions. So I've been there for quite some time. And, my earliest memory as Matt Wolf is at the Bethlehem Area Public Library in a story time.
Really?
Just as an anecdote to throw in there. Yeah, I've had a connection with the library as long as I can remember, literally.
That's amazing.
Literally. So it's always been a special place to work, and now it's indelibly a special place because it's published my first book of poetry. And, it's been so much fun and gone really well.
And with even the published works for Bob Cohen,
yeah,
how does someone be able to have the opportunity to get their hands on these books?
Oh, well, you can get them online at BAPL.org. There's a section at the bottom that says BAPL Books. You can purchase them online. We've been shipping them all over the country, actually. They've gone to California. They've gone to Texas. Like, people will buy them and we'll send them through the mail. Or you can just come to the library, you know, when you're coming down to pick up a book or a DVD or one of our grade programs. The library really is as a place that is a great community-led, community-owned, community-supported organization. And this just feels like a natural extension of that.
Yeah. Or, you know, they can see me. If you just see me, if you know me and see me, some people know me.
Stop by the reference desk.
Some people actually know me.
Yeah, they do. You.
The reference desk are out in the community, you know. I can't say I have them everywhere I go, but they're, you know, just take a shot. Like, in other words, I sell them too. It's not just at the library.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to go back a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about Bob Cohen.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that he was a great supporter of the arts in many capacities.
Yep.
And in many institutions.
Quite a Renaissance man.
Quite. Yeah. Can you describe his work?
It's very, well, here's a funny story. I actually met Bob Cohen without knowing that I met Bob Cohen while he was still alive. When I first moved here, I've been in the Lehigh Valley for 4 years, and I went to a meetup book club meeting. We were talking about Julian Barnes' The Sense of an Ending, which is a great book, and he and his wife Amy were there, and I just remembered meeting this lovely couple who were very enthusiastic about the library. they were lovely, and then, you know, two or 3 years transpire, I start working at the library in this capacity. Bob, in the meantime, has passed away, and I meet Amy with Josh while we're starting talking about what we're going to do to renovate the Cohen Room, the great room, the former children's room on the first floor, which is going to be spectacular. and I was like, I've met you before. I met Bob, and I didn't realize it, but I feel like I got to know him, meet him really, really in a meaningful way by reading the poems. They're very human. They're very wide-ranging, lots of different themes and topics, but there's a really intelligent, kind, aware and present humanity in them.
And I think what's nice about the opportunity that BAPL Books brings to the general public and people who live in this community is a chance to get to know Bob on the human side.
Yes.
It's so frequent that we have these buildings named after people, but we lose touch of who they were as people.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So a little bit of his spirit lives on
absolutely
in this book.
You'll
definitely get that in this book. There's photographs. All different areas of life are represented there. It's a very charming book.
Yeah.
It's a very nice read.
Mm-hmm. And aside with BAPL Books, there's also more that the Bethlehem area community is doing to support stories of the Bethlehem, the founders of the art scene in Bethlehem, if you would. That's what I call them.
Yeah.
But I just, last week, we were having a conversation on Lehigh Valley Art Salon with hosts Kate and George, Kate Scuffle and George Miller, about the HD project, Finding HD.
There you go.
And, you know, the library is very engaged with that, library being
absolutely
the birthplace of HD.
Yeah, that's like actually where she stood. It's
Hilda
really,
Doolittle,
it's astonishing. And I'm so excited for the next year of programs to come with that. I think HD is an incredible person. And it's just so cool that this is her home and she wrote about it. I am also in the Bach choir. And just last year, after speaking of the way that like local connections and communities and the past and the present, it's all kind of together. After one of our concerts in the Bach Festival last year, I went home and was all like excited. And I was like, I should read something, you know, before I go to bed. And I was reading H.T.'s The Gift. And I was like, oh, right. Fred Vohl. What is it?
Woolley.
I was like, oh, yeah, that's the thing I just sang in. And that's like H.T.'s. Yeah. OK. Yeah.
Comes to for a lot of circles.
Lots of circles. Circles and circles. It's really amazing.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit more now. And I know we're bouncing all over the place in this conversation, but, you know, circles have networks and tangled strings that bind together, which is part of the warmth of this community is all the different hats that we wear. Kate, you just mentioned you sing in the Bach choir as well. Matt,
I'm a multi-hyphenate.
And isn't that what makes life rich?
Yes, exactly.
That we have all these opportunities to live, work, and play in Bethlehem and in the Lehigh Valley. Matt, let's switch over to your poet hat again.
Okay.
There has been so much support for your book. You had a book release party. Tell us about that, because that was an event I'm bummed I missed. But
wow, that was fun. I've been blessed to be working with, alongside, and make friends with artists, musicians, poets throughout the Lehigh Valley. since I've been moved back here in 2010. So as this book has come out, then it was actually my friend Kate Hughes said, let's have a book release party at the Bethlehem House Gallery. And I'm not going to turn down that. Mm-hmm. It's such a beautiful gallery, one of my favorites on Main Street. And so that was the backdrop. I had some performers come because we used to have a six-room show there where we'd have six different artists, poets and musicians, and we'd walk from room to room so people can see the art and have a performance in each room. The crowd would walk along with us. So we did that again, and we ended up as myself as the sixth reader. So I read some poems, talked about the book, and then we had a book signing after that and just socialized, had a good time. It was from 7 to 9. There was probably 50-some people there. I sold about 23 books.
Nice.
So, I mean, it was a very successful event. Plus, I couldn't tell you, many people were saying, oh, I had so much fun. I hadn't seen so-and-so in a while. My mom said that, other friends of mine. So, you know, I want it to be also just a community event, not just, hey, I'm putting out a book, you know, come buy it type thing, because it's a celebration of the arts. They've come together. I mean, the book has photography in it. The arts, you know, the artist made me what I am. You know, when I first got back here, it was very helpful to connect back with the artist community. I would go to the Wildflower Cafe, and it enriched my life. It helped. I'm friends with these people for years and years. And then you have the opportunity to put out a book, and you find the support then. You know, we support each other with art shows, the music performances, and then you have poetry, and people are there for you to listen to the poetry, give feedback, and in this case, buy the book as well.
Now, were some of your poems also read at the Nurture Nature Center a couple months ago? Earlier in this month.
Yeah, yes. Wow, yes, that was an interesting project. Yes, I actually wrote a poem specifically for their data sets there. They have a fantastic sphere. So we had a Science on the Sphere show that was related to perspectives. So we had artists creating art specifically for data sets that had to do from anywhere from climate change to water debris to the Fukushima radioactive activity. So I wrote, I took 8 data sets and wrote a poem and strung it together like a 12-minute piece and read for that. So it just shows, I mean, Easton is a thriving arts community, and they had over a dozen to 20 artists involved in that project. You know, it's pollinating all over, all kinds of things, and it's educational. The art is there, the poetry, we had musician.
Well, yeah. I think what's interesting is seeing how, you know, we as humans in the Lehigh Valley wear multiple hats and we start connecting with each other. And we don't just stay in our little cocoons of one burg.
No.
We move around. And I know that even Allentown is starting to pick up on the poetry vibe in some of the coffee shops. And, you know, it's really coming to fruition.
It's exciting.
Yeah. Now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be revisiting with Matt's poetry. He may even read a poem or two. And we'll also have a conversation with Lynn Alexander, who's going to announce a new program starting at the Ice House in January 2019. Stay tuned.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and it may be tax deductible. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
We're back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm your host, Sheila White, and our second part of the program, we are continuing our conversation with Matt Wolf, and we also have Lehigh Valley poet Lynn Alexander joining us to introduce a new program that's going to be starting at the Ice House, which is on Sand Island, in January 2019. Welcome to the show, Lynn. So happy to have you here.
Thank you.
And you're a poet also in the Lehigh Valley.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about this new program coming in.
One of the things that we have been trying to do and hoping to do in the area, in the Lehigh Valley area, is to cultivate spaces, work together cooperatively to try to create spaces where creative people can express themselves. So one of the things that we've been trying to do is create more performance spaces. So Cleveland Wall and I collaborated together to try to come up with something that would be an ongoing series, that would be a place for poets, musicians, performers of all kinds to come and share what they've been doing, what they're working on with the community. So we were able to work with the Ice House. They've worked with us in the past on events, and they've been very supportive of the things that we've been trying to do. So we were able to start this new series. So that's where Tuesday Muse came from, and that will start in January.
Tuesday. So I'm assuming it's a Tuesday. Yes. Is it once a month, once a week?
Once a month. Mm-hmm. So generally the first or second Tuesday. So it will be on a Tuesday. It will be at 6:30, and we'll have sign-ups. We'll have people. So we'll have featured performers, and we'll also have hopefully drop-in open mic participants. So,
and this will probably be happening in the balcony or the loft area of the Ice House.
Yes.
So that kind of minimizes the fear of trying to fill this huge space of the main floor of the Ice House. We'll be up, the program will be up in the loft.
Right.
And it seats perhaps maybe 50 people at the greatest. So it's a nice intimate feeling for this kind of gathering.
Right. It is, and it's a beautiful building. It's a wonderful resource. So it's a really wonderful space to be able to do that.
Which is the date for the first one in January?
So the first one is January 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we will have Matt Wolf as a guest that night. He will be reading poems, and he has a new book, A Journey Through, which I know you spoke about earlier. And he will be one of our guests. We will also have Kaylee Tedesco, who's also an area poet, and she will be there, and we will have music and performers, and we'll see how it goes.
About how long do you imagine each of these programs to last?
It's always hard to say because it depends on how many people. Our goal is to try to accommodate people if they show up and they would like some time on the microphones. So, but we're thinking about 2 hours. We're also thinking that we would start at 6:30. We would open the doors, because part of the other idea behind this is to get together, to network with one another, to share things, so that there's a little bit of time built in for people to connect with one another.
Yes.
So we're hoping that that's a part of what we were able to do there.
Yeah, and I think connecting with each other, not only artistically, but then to know each other's day personas, and you know, where do you live, and sure. I'm really connecting as human beings in a community is one of the great aspects of this type of gathering. You know, especially people who might be new to the community or who've lived here for a long time, but they don't quite feel comfortable in that entry space to, you know, because sometimes, you know, networks of artists can feel somewhat isolated or closed off to newcomers. It takes a lot of courage for someone to come in. And I mean, and once you get, you know, play in that playground, so to speak,
it's helpful.
It's very, very helpful. But there are stages that are a little bit more intimidating than others. This is intended to be very welcoming and, you know, especially for the shy ones. Come on in, you know, the water's fine.
Right. We hope so.
Yeah it's helpful for the art then, too. The artist, the person reading, they feel comfortable. They're more likely to read in a looser way and just keep producing art, really, because some people are pretty new when they come up and they're just trying it literally for the first time.
Right.
I've seen that at open mic. So it's so helpful when you have a supportive audience, and not only that, you can get to talk to them afterwards and just connect.
Yeah. Do you feel that, and this is a question to both of you, so, you know, fight it out who wants to respond first, but do you feel that poetry in general is becoming a little bit more popular in the Lehigh Valley or in general?
Well, it's hard to say. It kind of, in many ways, comes and goes, because open mics come and go, and There was stuff at the Annalisa's Hava Java in Allentown. That's the first place I ever read, and that was about 18 years ago. It was very supportive. Dwayne Vaden had a Word Wednesdays for quite some time in the late, 2008 to say 2015. It was very popular. And, myself had some open mics. And now there's a poetry workshop in Allentown at the Coffee House Without Limits. There's poets. no matter what, there'll be poets out there. Mm-hmm. And then these places are so important to have the place to connect and get together to share and be social. So all the above places I mentioned were thriving in that way. And it just seems to just you kind of pass the torch to the next place, and or you have additional venues. This coffee house is happening now. Now we're going to have Tuesday Muse, and it's in Bethlehem. So, it's a constant stream of poets. It helps when there's these venues to get together and to share and connect.
Lynn, how can people find out more about Muse Tuesdays and stay connected?
Well, we do have a website where we try to update, and we have a Facebook page, the usual social media. So it's www.lehighvalleypoetry.org, and most of the information is on there. We do try to put things on Facebook and share as much as we can, and get the word out. We put photos, because that's part of what the goal of what we're trying to do. It's the creating spaces, creating events, but also sharing it so that people find out about things. So that's a very important part of it.
Absolutely.
And
An extension of the community. Like, because Facebook, you get friends and you share the photos from the event, and another place to advertise, a big, strong place to advertise the event.
Right. And letting people know that these things are happening, because I do think there are more people that are doing, that poets are. I think there are people who are responding to the world that they see around them and responding.
Absolutely.
These are difficult times.
Yeah.
They are. And we need to use our voices and the ways that we can express ourselves.
And we've been learning poems since we were children, with the nursery rhymes, and December always brings around that fabulous poem of the night before Christmas, and there are poems that are read and poems that are said, and I remember just scrolling through Facebook, as I am wont to do in the evenings, because I do that, and I came across a poem that Matt had actually posted on his Facebook page, and there's another phrase that I had heard from a friend in Ireland about, the victors write the history, but the losers write the songs or the poems. And we had definitely a war that was lost to Mother Nature last week. It was a wallop of a punch. And Matt's response to that was quite interesting. So, Matt, would you share that poem with our listeners?
Sure. Yep. We really got nailed with that storm the other day. It surprised so many of us. And I just couldn't make it home. Ended up parking in the McDonald's parking lot on Five Points and walking home from there. So I got back to my car and things all went well. It was there, and I decided to write this ode to the McDonald's parking lot. Oh, golden arches, your lot was there for me during the blizzard of 2018. Cars were getting stuck left and right. Commutes took 4 and 5 hours, but you were there. I couldn't get up the hill to Delaware, though I tried. 10 minutes to go 10 feet. I tried and tried. The mess in front of me said, "Go another way, Matt." And then I thought of you and your golden arches, welcoming me into your arms. Your parking lot was my haven overnight. A short walk and I was home. You didn't tow me. Heck, you didn't even know me. And yet you had a bed for me in my snow. I won't forget you and your kindness during this 8-inch blizzard that confounded men and camel alike. We were not prepared for it, but you were more than prepared for me. I thank you so much. But I still won't eat your food.
You should go there and get some coffee.
I know. That was my response. Can't you get a sundae or something? I said, all right, I'll consider that. I like their Sundays.
Oh, man. That's just the way we have to process some of the, you know, some of these agitating moments in our life. Poetry can really be the solve.
Yeah, it was fun. That just was so fun. I knew I had one right there. It's like, oh, that just fed me a poem right there. And mm-hmm. we all could relate to the experience, at least, of getting stuck in that snow or being out, seeing it, hearing about it.
Yeah. And I can just imagine, 30, 40 years from now, there's going to be some anecdotal class dissecting this poem, and they're going to wonder, what's the camel mean? And
oh, the camel, the legendary camel. Oh.
Yeah. They're going to have to delve into the Lehigh Valley history books and try to connect
what
the
dots. What road was he in? He was on what road? He was on 78, I think, the
33,
camel?
33? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I didn't think I'd see that.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that I'm hoping that, people would invite is that kind of delight of expressing our life's experiences through poetry mm-hmm. and not to fear it as this untouchable art form or non-understandable babbling of words. I mean,
yeah.
Some poems rhyme, some poems don't.
Yeah. I mean, look at it. That was fun. It was down to earth. There weren't really SAT words. It wasn't like, some English classes can be a bit stuffy, but this... poetry we see in our community for sure is very accessible, and it's a range of poetry, but it's enjoyment. You get enjoyment out of it.
Mm-hmm. Lynn, tell us a little bit about your work.
A little bit about I Matt and I actually recently were partnering artists at the Nurture Nature Center. So that was in Perspectives 5. So we just opened that. So we had artwork and we did a literary performance there last week. So that's something that runs until January. So that's a good way to, I think that says a lot about what my work is about. It's very environmental themed and social themed.
Don't forget your sense of humor. Right. She has such a great sense of humor in her work.
Not today.
No, really. Oh, my goodness.
When you do sit down to write, is it like Matt's example? Is it a flash of inspiration, or is it something that's been working in your mind or for a while and it finally just the muse taps you on the shoulder and says, okay, this is it?
Right. Well, I write when I can. So it's wherever I can and when I can. But I think I also try to write about things that I think people want to talk about that maybe, I don't want to say need to hear, but that we need to have conversations about.
Cool.
So that's sort of what drives a lot of my desire to share things.
Well, give us the website one more time for any listeners who want to stay in touch with Tuesday Muse.
Okay, so www.lehighvalleypoetry.org.
I want to thank our guests, Lynn Alexander and Matt Wolf, and thank you for that lovely performance.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Sheila White.